If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's just start by recapping last week, some things we talked about. Tony's been practicing being thoughtful. He's doing it now for you.
It's good, isn't it? I was accused by Luke, the first couple, that I was talking too much, just too rapidly. Mm-hmm. And you asked me to, you know, put some thought into my answers before they came out. And,
Welcome to the Tony Law Tapes, where I, John Luke Roberts, interview Tony Law about his time-travelling exploits. This is this week's episode.
So last week you spoke about your friendships with Stalin, with Pablo Escobar, and with Genghis Khan.
Yeah, Pablo Escobar and I, we reinvented the modern world.
We talked about your work in 1970s America selling hot tubs with free cocaine.
Yeah, it was Pablo was the one who really flooded the West with his cocaine, and I was the one who flooded the West with giant ponds with big whales jumping out of them.
Oh, that was the SeaWorld bit.
I let them name it. I just came up with the concept.
Yeah.
And that pretty much created the modern world. Without cocaine and SeaWorld, just try and imagine it, guys. Bit different, huh? Bit different. Yeah, and hot tubs, and you know.
And of course, your work helping with the evolution of the elk.
The elk, yeah. That's that. I don't even remember that story. I said it once, and I thought I'm erasing that from my memory.
No, it was you found some strange deer.
Yeah.
And you encouraged them to go off on their own.
Yeah, that was the link there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, this week, Tony, I've decided I'm going to try to take everything you say as if it's at face value. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and take what you're saying as being true.
Yeah.
Well. Okay.
Well, it all is.
Exactly.
It all is.
I thought we'd start by talking about your time in the Crusades.
I was hoping you weren't going to bring that up. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure which side you're on, where you turned up.
I was a Crusader. I went on the first Crusade. Uh-huh. I'm not proud of it. I don't like talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, look, I had a medieval mind.
Yeah.
Not only was I, you know, it was a paranoid medieval mind. Not only was I illiterate, I couldn't even make out pictures. Not a blind thing. I could see them, but I couldn't work out what they were. So people would talk to me, couldn't understand what they were saying.
Hang on.
Even though I wasn't deaf.
So you couldn't... No. Hang on. You couldn't read.
Not great, no.
If you saw a picture, you couldn't
read faces.
What point in your own timeline were you? How old were you?
This is where it gets confusing. It's that I was 12 when I went on the Crusades.
Oh dear!
Yeah,
oh dear!
And I went back when I was 12. I've been back too. I've done, but in your third crusade, I did the fifth and the sixth.
So one, five, and six.
I actually went on one that I didn't even know was a crusade. Ended up with the Teutonic Knights up in the Baltic. I was like, excuse me, I wanted to go back to a crusade, and they went, this is one. So you learn something new all the time. That was when I was 35.
35.
Yeah. Ooh, rough weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went on the Friday. And I was back crusading for year and a half.
Oh yeah.
18 months, and then I come back on the Sunday.
Sunday night. And you've got to work on Monday.
Yeah, on Monday, not looking good.
Yeah.
You know, and people are going, "God, you look older and wiser." I mean, that's sort of a nice thing to say, I guess.
Well, it starts where the base level of wiseness is. It depends on that. Depends how wise you were to begin with, because wiser is relative.
Yeah, well, all those things you said, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, everything.
If we can go back to the original point, you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
In the modern world, you do understand pictures at 12.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I did.
And you can read.
Oh, sure.
And you go back through the time vortex, and for some reason, this particular trip
No, well, I just when I go back to a time, I just my mind ends up taking on board everyone else's mind, and they were thick. In the Middle Ages, we were dumb. I lived in a tiny little village in the south of France, actually. And everyone else was going on the crusade, and I was like, oh, no, I don't even know what that is. And they're going, nor do we. And they said, well, you'll get salvation. We're like, what's that? Nobody knew. So when they was going, we're going to go. We're going to march all the way there. Peter's already ahead of us with all the kids. But I was a knight. I don't know. I was big because I'm from the future, so I was still wearing a full set of armor.
You were a knight.
A knight, 12 years old. But to them, I was like 20, which is knight age. So
you were a noble.
A noble.
Yeah.
The Duke of I don't remember it.
But illiterate and unable to look at pictures.
Yeah, like most knights.
Were your family proud?
Dumb.
Right.
I was my eldest brother. He was going to take over the dukedom.
Hmm?
And there was nothing for me, younger son. And I wasn't going into the preacherhood.
No.
No way. But if the preachers were all going anyway. Okay. Everyone was putting on armor. We're all going. We didn't know what to expect, so we were excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like voting for Trump, right, guys? I don't know. And we just didn't know what was going to happen. But we needed a change, The millennium came and went. And none of us had blown it up. We thought we were going to explode.
You thought there would be some sort of millennium...
In our village, a millennium explosion.
Okay.
And everyone kept waiting for it. And maybe we got the years wrong. But, by 1097...
you were old at this point.
There's just the year. I was 12.
But you got there before the millennium.
Oh, no. No, I got there in 1297.
Oh, 1297.
No, it was just everyone kept talking about the millennium. Everyone was talking about the...
Yeah.
So they kept going, maybe they meant... Maybe
that must have been loads of generations, because they had shorter lives then.
My family particularly... We used to get real horny real young.
Right.
Yeah, that was our... That's the family motto, actually. Real horny, real young.
Presumably in Latin.
No.
Okay, good.
Pigeon French.
Okay.
The weird old French.
And what
Latin-y.
Which is... How was that?
Well, south of France. It was Languedoc. Languedoc. One of them.
But what's the phrase? Real horny, real young.
Real horny, real young.
But in the pigeon French.
Oh, I could only speak it then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I listened to what Tony just said, and then I said this.
You go on, the Crusades are going past, you go, I'm going to hitch my ride.
Yeah, we all went. We planned, though,
What did you pack?
We didn't plan well enough.
What did you pack?
A kettle.
A kettle?
Yeah. Yeah, because you never know where you're going to be stuck, and you need herbs and whatnot.
Okay.
Not a plug-in one, because it didn't have electricity. Come on, Luke, catch up.
I'm
one of the ones you put on a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, forgot matches.
But hopefully you could share.
No, I had a buddy, just a guy that his job was to just carry a bucket of fire with him. Yeah, that was his whole job. That's what I liked about the Middle Ages. The dummies. Like, I was dumb, but there was dumber than me. And you could just make a guy actually walk thousands of miles. You just held it like that.
So the fire was below.
Well, he thought it was like a type of hot magic.
Well, I just wonder if like a rucksack would have been
a better
idea.
It was a metal bucket.
It just doesn't seem safe.
Hot. It wasn't.
How long was the handle?
It was like that. It wasn't on fire. It was smoldering coals.
Ah, okay.
And then he had to scoop the coals up and go to the next place like that.
Yeah.
Really hot, but really handy.
Yeah.
And that's all he did.
Okay.
That's
good.
All he did.
What was the name of his job?
In English, we called it the fire enabler.
Fire enabler.
Yeah.
Great.
I was just trying to translate it into English then, and that's why it took me a little second.
Yeah.
Because I had to send part of my brain back to then, because I can't speak it now.
No.
There I did, but now I can't. Anyway, let's not get bogged down in that.
No, there's some fascinating lore that you're coming up with for your time travel.
Yeah.
You're going to have to see if this all
fits
together.
That's why they call me the law. Hmm? That's where the name comes from.
I was spelling it the other way.
Oh, all surname people with law. It comes from a time when they used to be the time travelers.
Mm.
The law of time travel. But we'll move on. What was the question? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we went off. We started stabbing right away. That was what was uncomfortable.
But in
our village, we actually...
Yeah, you were moving
we moved around, and we were on our march. We met up with some other guys. We marched back through our village. but we didn't recognize it from that direction.
So you
so we just
put it to the sword. Right.
We didn't know if they were Christian or not.
You just assumed they
were. We just went, because everyone was worked right up. It was the first crusade.
Yeah.
Woo! Just stabbing and hacking. And I remember by day's end, I was going, hang on, this. Some of this stuff's familiar. I killed my mum at the time in the castle because it dawned on me eventually. And so I just went, ooh, whoops. If I just don't think about it, it didn't happen. And that's how we used to get over things in those days.
She
I think a lesson people from today could learn. You know all this whining culture? You know, middle-aged folk. Oh, salt of the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
You never knew how long you're going to get.
I see.
32 so you're saying, siblings.
You're saying snowflake culture didn't exist in the Crusades.
Oh no, that snowed. Snowed oh, more, no. Well, if anything.
So, I
you know before the
your mother died.
Not the present one.
No, the that mother.
That mother did, yeah. Because she died. I don't think she survived it.
I haven't quite.
I put the sword and ripped it sort of across her rib cage.
Oh yeah.
And there we didn't.
When you noticed,
the doctors weren't what they are now.
Did you say your family motto as you? As she
real young, real horny. Yeah. Yes, I did. In fact. And that really,
must
we
have
all
tear to the eye.
We used to chant all our mottos.
Yeah.
And
well, anyway, you had others.
Yeah. Well, everyone had their own motto. Ours was real, real horny, real young.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one else was allowed to chant that before you went into.
But luckily, I presume not many other people wanted to.
We were the only family I ever came across
yeah, yeah.
who had that as a motto on their coat of arms.
What was the picture?
The coat of arms, Tony? Well, it was your typical lion.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was another lion. Like that.
If I may describe this for the podcast, it's more sort of sexual lion.
Yeah, but from a distance, it just looked like two kick-ass lions.
Okay, yeah.
But actually, it was two lions touching tongues, but facing the one way.
Okay.
With weirdly, an albatross across the top. I'm pretty sure there was no albatrosses in that part of Europe then.
I'd be surprised if there
were
many lions.
But someone in my family had traveled far enough at some point to have seen an albatross in
and
Peru.
It's hard to travel early in life when you're so horny all the time.
Oh, pre-apic. That's how that word was invented for it.
Yeah.
On account of great Uncle Priapus.
You might not make the podcast that one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I've been talking to Tony Law about his time working as a crusader during the Crusades. It's a little known fact that the Crusades were problematic, and I felt it was high time that I pushed Tony on that issue. So you're off to fight the Crusades, you've slaughtered your village, you've got a hard-on.
And we pretty much... I don't want people to get the wrong idea and think that it was because of the slaughter. It was just a family... It was just passed down.
Correlation, not causation.
But we didn't stop stabbing all the way to Constantinople. It was vicious. And I got to tell you, day three, and you're stabbing, it gets to you.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
You get down.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it.
And you don't mean get down as in get funky, you mean get down as in get sad.
You just get sad. You just think, well, this doesn't feel right, but I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So carry on.
Yeah.
You know, hungry, oh, don't bring that up. I just did, didn't I? Mm. But we went through hungry, and then it dawned on us, hey, there are Christians. Whoops.
Yeah.
So all of us just put that behind us. You know.
Did you feel there was a kind of debit credit thing, and that if you'd, do you feel like you counted up the Christians you killed, and if you killed enough people of other faiths, then that would make up for it? Was that the thinking then, or
no? There was no thinking gone into it at all.
No thinking.
No, because the Pope said just going out and killing gets you straight into heaven. Boom. That's the main reason we were going.
Which Pope was this?
Oh, nobody knew his name then.
It was
one of
Enigma,
the ones. Innocent, probably. Probably one of the innocents. A
lot of innocents, weren't there?
Yeah. They weren't innocent, though. What a thing to cook up. What a thing, you know, only in hindsight, of course. What a thing to cook up for their murdering. Is to get us good, simple folks from our villages all over to go out stabbing and the whatnot.
Yeah.
You see, with that folksy voice, that makes it a little better, doesn't it? So, and I used to have nightmares about the stabbing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
What were your nightmares? Interesting to know what nightmares were like in medieval times.
Very simple. Black and white, for a start.
Which is interesting, of course, because...
And cartoony.
Right.
Yeah, like black and white cartoons. You know the old old Mickey Mouse ones?
Yeah, but they're not
just
old,
like that.
Are they? I mean, they're 60 years, 70. They didn't have them then. So that's amazing.
No, things weren't black and white like you'd think. It was actually in color.
Oh, okay.
But we dreamed in black and white. Yeah, I don't know why. They're probably not connected at all.
No.
Mm. Mm.
So life was in color.
Mm.
Dreams were in black and white. Mm. I can't help but feel that this thoughtfulness is just playing for time, Tony. You're looking especially thoughtful, I must say.
Got to Constantinople. I'll be honest with you, Luke. At that time, we were thick as anything. We'd never seen walls like it. Ooh, big walls. Mm. We sat outside of Constantinople trying to work out, when did the giants build this?
Right.
We built lawn chairs, stared at the walls for a year and a half, just working out, how are we going to get in there?
Hang on,
they smelt good.
Did you say you put lawn chairs down?
We made lawn chairs.
We made lawn chairs.
Yeah, there was a lot of forest around that area.
And your priority was lawn chairs particularly.
Well, you got it. If we're going to be waiting a long time, we better be sitting. Mm-hmm. So we made lawn chairs, and lovely smells down there. You know what I'll remember is the pine. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of fragrances. A lot of trade went through that town. And I can remember there were smells I'd never smelt before. Nutmeg. On the wind there, the nutmeg. I just remember, what is that? I only found out later it was nutmeg, of course. And they used to put on ointments. Mm-hmm. Very shiny people. You learn a lot staring at a city from its, from across the Bosphorus.
You sound like you had a certain amount of respect for the people of this city.
We did, and that, and also we, you know, I do now. Mm-hmm. I feel bad because they frightened us. They were so different that someone left a gate open. Underneath, we went and we wrecked it.
Yeah.
Just went in there and stabbed a load of them. Mm. Yeah, they were Christians too, turns out.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, this is it's...
Whoops. Again, that's like twice on our watch. Big periods of time. It's killed a lot of them, which was dumb, because we really needed their money to get all the way to Jerusalem. We struggled after that.
How far did you get?
Well, before I got sucked back through the vortex at the end of the weekend... Got as far as the gates of Antioch.
Right. Had you, by this point, killed anybody who was not a Christian?
No.
So it was not a very successful crusade for you?
No, both. Not at all. No, I think some of the other guys went on to do it. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't think many at that for a while, because we were so thirsty. Mm-hmm. Really thirsty. I'll tell you what would have changed the course of the Crusades. Mm-hmm. Gatorade. There's your quote for the news.
You know what would have changed the Gatorade.
Sorry, changed the course of the Crusades.
Gatorade.
And that wouldn't have been a good thing, maybe.
Well,
wow.
But Tony, Gatorade is a very much a modern product. So I'm sure there are modern products which would have changed the course. Like guns, for example. They would really have changed the course of the Crusade.
Yeah, but now you're just chucking any old thing in there.
Well, no, but you're the one who brought up gateway.
So would toasters. Right? You know? Why would you just
bring that up?
Well,
no, this is the point. You can't make the point I'm making back at me. But then, like,
no. Gatorade's just a drink. You could introduce that into history and it wouldn't...
You'd still be... I mean, if you're going to send back Gatorade, why not?
Why
toasters,
are you?
Why not a TV?
Why are you abusing me?
I'm trying to be as respectful as you're allowing me to be.
I don't know how to manipulate audiences' emotions.
Mm. Well, should we take some before we move on?
We've spent an awful long time on the Crusades, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Well, not as long as you did back in the
no,
day.
That's true.
We'd exhausted literally everything there could possibly be to say about the Crusades. So I decided to move on.
Well then, you come back from the Crusades. You're still 12?
Yeah, still 12, and I was playing for the Clive Cobras volleyball team.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, quite a volleyball team. And you'll remember from week two, I taught Joseph Stalin to play volleyball. And there for a time, it took away psychotic...
I'm not sure... You taught Stalin how to play badminton.
No. Yeah, he taught me how to play badminton.
Sure, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And he was good. He was the international president of the International Badminton Federation.
So you had reciprocated with the volleyball. You'd gone, oh, that's good, but we can use this net for this as well.
Yeah, it was to change. He was gonna get Birria to apply the dark arts to me again.
Yeah.
Which is, they called it the dark arts, but it was just beating you up real bad. And I just changed the subject and went, oh, volleyball's a fun game you probably don't know about. And then he went, whoa, what's that? And I taught him and we had a great time.
Yeah.
Him and his henchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Which form of volleyball?
Oh, there's more?
Well, I think there's volleyball and beach volleyball.
Court volleyball. Yeah, in the... Right there in the Kremlin.
So there's no point at which you had to talk Stalin
Putin
wearing...
Putin plays it now.
A bikini.
It's become a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not taking the vigor out of him, is it? I'm sorry I brought it back up, actually.
It was a surprise.
Okay.
Well, let's spike that one. Well, I guess we don't have many volleyball fans in. So you're back, you're playing for a volleyball team, and then...
Oh, yeah, the Clive Cobras.
Now, very curious.
Versus the Delburn. I don't remember what Delburn were called, but they only had about 15 kids per class.
Yeah.
So that all of them had to play, even the older kids.
You were in an age appropriate team. It wasn't
my team was, yeah. We had 30 people in our class in Clive. Yeah, we were grade 5. We were playing Delburn and they had to have the whole school on the team. So there was little ones and big ones.
Did you find that the aggression you brought back with you from the Crusades
helped the team win?
The team win.
Certainly. Yeah. Yeah, we turned around the series.
Yeah.
Not there on the Sunday, because remember, I got back on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was later on in that week.
And school the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, we were learning about the Crusades. And isn't that something? And you would have thought that would have helped me get a great mark. Well, I did get a good mark. But I just, you know, I was just sitting there going, zip it. You know, and there were kids go, teacher, some question that a kid would ask, and then I'd be behind him going, oh, idiot, you know, and also sweating, just thinking of the damage I'd done. I hacked a guy's arm off with an axe.
At school?
No, that was...
Oh,
the,
sorry.
Yeah.
You didn't bring that back.
Hacked his arm off, yeah. I had missed out on the Viking Age. And so I just thought, I'd never hacked off a limb with an axe.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm not going to go to my grave without doing that once. And I did it 18 times before I even reached what is now Croatia. So that's a lot of limbs. And I'll tell you one thing, the leg, a lot harder to hack off than the arm. I suppose that makes sense when you think about it, because the arm being smaller. But you know, if you got a good swing at the leg... the movies, took the leg right off. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. Especially when you're 12 and you're swinging a big axe. and then thonk. You had to really catch him by surprise.
Which is just when you're 12 and you're
just like chopping a tree, a bit off like that, and a bit off like that, and a bit off like that. And they're like, argh, argh, and I'm like, why aren't you fighting back?
You have to stand the right side of him so he doesn't fall on you but falls away.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah. Because I missed the Middle Ages, didn't I? The Viking
era.
Was
yeah, you were
right
in,
around the same time.
Well, you were there, but you were just in the wrong place.
No, I was in... Yeah, I was. I went back to the Viking era.
You were in Fiji, was it?
I spent it all in Fiji.
Yeah.
Which was brilliant.
Yeah, relaxing.
It was a really good time.
Okay. So,
you medieval Fiji. I don't think the Fijians call that their Middle Age.
No.
They just call it then.
Then. Really?
Yeah.
They can't get more specific.
They've got 45 different words for then. The Fijians.
I mean, that's a normal amount of words, I think, for them. In fact, it's not enough, because normally you'd use, like, years, wouldn't
there's
you?
There's different types of them. There's high thens, low... There's all kind of thens.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. What?
Well, no, I feel like we should go into this.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
I was just chucking it out there so you'd be smarter tomorrow.
Well, I'd like to be smarter still.
I don't know, because I was in Fiji, I did a lot of relaxing and not as much learning. Mm-hmm. I just knew that. But they could have just been fibbing to me. You know, like the Eskimos have 100 different words for snow. It's not true. Mm-hmm. The Inuit, mm-hmm. It's not 100, it's about 11.
Right.
So that's a big difference. They just say that, though. It's one of those things. You go, oh, excuse me, which way is the nearest Starbucks? That way. When it's not, it's an abandoned railroad track. I always do that. Anytime I'm near an abandoned railroad track, I send people to it. You know, nothing good has ever happened at an abandoned railroad track.
No.
In my experience, so that way. Especially when there's a group of hobos warming themselves in the 20s. Or the 30s, better. After the stock market crash, and I'm going, oh, I'm super hungry. And there's someone who goes, "Ooh, Starbucks that way." And they go, "No."
Hang on.
Oh, I feel like you're gonna. God. Oh.
I mean, Starbucks did start in the 1980s, didn't it? In like Chicago or San Francisco.
According to you.
Okay.
In fact.
Oh yeah, good.
Starbucks was a word for.
Coffee.
Nope. Original Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Actually meant...
Go on.
Fountain.
Yeah.
So people would go out and they'd say, oh, I'll meet you at the fountain.
And you'd send them to some hobos on an abandoned railway.
Yep. Sure gets confusing, doesn't it?
Did you ever get any feedback?
Nope. None of them ever made it out alive.
That was the Tony Law Tapes. It was presented by me, John Luke Roberts, and starred Tony Law. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate and review, as that helps others find out about the show. It was recorded by James Hingley and produced by Ed Morrish. If you want to ask the world's greatest time traveller, Tony Law, any questions, we're recording an audience question special at the Edinburgh Fringe. Email your questions to tonylawtapes@gmail.com. Join us next week when, even though it sounds like this...
Philip of Macedon, he was a big lad, but I was bigger. And he liked that about me.
It's still Tony Law.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.